With the first pick in the 2007 NFL Draft, the Oakland Raiders select quarterback Jamarcus Russell, LSU.
And here we go.
What's up, NFP? This is Wes Bunning, your Director of College Scouting here at the National Football Post, and you are listening to another installment of Draft Talk. We're up to version 17.0, and with the NFL Combine just over 1 week away, we're going to switch it up this week, and we're going to have the honor of talking to two Clemson defensive linemen, defensive tackle Brandon Thompson and defensive end Andre Branch tonight. But first, before we start talking with these two, we're going to start with Thompson. I'm going to break him down. We're going to kick him in for the interview. Then we're going to talk about Andre Branch a bit and then bring in for him in for the interview and wrap it up that way. So when we take a look at Brandon Thompson, the defensive tackle from Clemson, this is a guy that's 6'1 and a half, 6'2, 310 pounds, who's got the ability to bend. He's got an explosive first step. He's able to keep his pad level down when asked to get off the football. He's able to gain leverage. And initially, I think he does a nice job keeping himself clean with his hands. He's a guy who needs to win off the snap with that first step. I don't think he does a great job when he does get engaged, but he's still a naturally powerful kid who's strong enough to sit down, anchor, and not be moved laterally on contact. So I like that about his game. Where I see him at the next level, I could see him potentially as a 43 one-gap nose tackle who's going to line up between the center and the guard. He's going to threaten that A-gap. He's going to penetrate. He's going to stop plays before they start. He's going to give you a decent effort versus the pass game, getting up the field. And at the same time, I think he can be a very solid run defender. But I think the really interesting thing about Brandon Thompson, when I look at him from a physical standpoint, a lot of these 34 teams looking for more athletic defensive end that they want to threaten between the gap between either the guard and the tackle or the tackle and the tight end, but that guy that they want to have get up the field in one gap. I think he can be that explosive five technique that has the power to anchor versus the run game, but also the explosion to one gap, get off the football, and stop plays before they start. And there's not a ton of 34 teams out there that run that kind of scheme, but a team like the Dallas Cowboys, a team like the Green Bay Packers that like that thicker, stouter five technique, I think Brandon Thompson would definitely be a fit for. And we'll have to ask him as he's coming up now on Draft Talk version 17.0. Brandon, how we doing?
I'm good, man. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well, man. And how's the training going? You're down at API, correct?
Yeah, I'm down at API in Pensacola, and training is going great.
What's the one thing that you've had to stress the most on during these last couple weeks getting ready for the NFL Combine?
The thing that I've been working on the hardest probably these last few couple weeks has been my 10 and my 40. You know, I'm just trying to, tighten everything up and get everything crispy for the Combine.
Now, can you tell our listeners, you said the 10 from the 40-yard dash, so it's not very important what you're saying for a defensive lineman that's 6'1", 310 pounds to run 40 yards. You're keying in on that 10-yard split?
Yeah, I've been talking with a lot of scouts, and they say that's when they look at our 40, that's what they look at the most. They look at our 10-yard burst just to show everyone that we have quickness off the ball. And I feel like that's a big part of my game, so I need to show them something on that.
Yeah, no doubt. When you talk about your initial burst off the football and you talk about your time at Clemson, you know, they played you a lot, both at the nose and the three technique. Where do you feel comfortable and where do you see yourself playing in the NFL?
I feel comfortable at both positions. You know, I feel like I could play the one, the two Y, and the three. I feel comfortable at both of them. And as far as the NFL, whatever a team needs me to play, I plan on playing it. You know, I don't have any preference.
Mm-hmm. What is your current height and weight right now? Can you reveal that, Brandon?
Yeah, 310.
3'10", and what, 6'1 and a half?
6'2".
6'2", okay, 6'2". I'm sorry about that. I know you guys want every half an inch you can get. There's a lot of teams, well, not a lot, I should say, but a couple of these potential 34 teams are looking at you as a 5 technique. Not the traditional 5 technique where you have the 2 gap on the outside, but the teams like the Green Bay Packers, teams like the Dallas Cowboys, that one kind of that 1 gap guy that can get up the field, that can create plays and stop plays before they start, play the run successfully, as well as generate some pass rush on the outside. You know, do you see yourself fitting into a role like that as well?
Oh, yeah, I definitely see myself being able to do something like that. You know, I wouldn't have any problem playing that position. And, you know, I plan on whatever position I play, I plan on taking over.
Interesting thing with Clemson. Now, you have your buddy Andre Branch down there. That's two of you. Mm-hmm. And then we talk about, there's Jarvis Jenkins from last year, Daquan Bowers, Ricky Sapp. Can you talk about the overall pride and the level of success and what it means to be a defensive lineman at Clemson, the pressure that's put on you guys? Because a lot of you guys come in as highly recruited players, but at the same time, that 5-star, 4-star thing doesn't mean much if you're not going to put in the work. And Clemson's done a great job over the past couple of years really developing those highly talented high school kids and turning them into pretty good NFL players and prospects.
Yeah, like you said, man, it doesn't mean anything about how you rank coming out of high school. It all depends on the work that you put in while you're there, you know what I'm saying? The coaching you take while you're there, you know what I'm saying? That's a big part of it. And I feel like we were just in a great situation at Clemson with a great strength coach with Joey Batson and, you know, great coaches, you know what I'm saying? I feel like my coach, Coach Brooks, was Dan Brooks is one of the best coaches out. And, you know, I learned so much from him. And, you know, everything he taught me, I use to this day.
Talk about your performance down at the Senior Bowl. You had the chance to go against some of the best players in the South Conference, or in the South, playing on the South squad this past year. But what was it like to take reps versus those guys day in and day out during the one-on-ones, 9-on-7, team-oriented sessions, and just being able to make plays during practice and then have that performance in the game that you did?
It was a great experience, like you said, just being around a whole bunch of great athletes. You know, once you stepped on the field, you could feel it. You know, just a lot of great players out there. And my main focus when I went to the Senior Bowl was to show the scouts that I can be a dominant player, and I can be a dominant player every snap. And I think I did a great job at that, you know. And the Senior Bowl was big for me, and it helped me out a lot.
When I talk to any kind of prospect, a couple questions I love to ask. One, I want to hear if you guys are being honest with me, but at the same time, I'd love to hear your overall opinion. The first is, while you were at the Senior Bowl, who was the toughest competitor that you went against, or the toughest overall player to consistently beat inside that you faced?
I think the toughest player I went up against at the Senior Bowl had to be Ben Jones, the center from UGA. He was a great player.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We had some great battles on that inside, so I think he was one of the best linemen that I went up against that week.
Yeah, he's a strong kid that can anchor, no doubt about that. Talk about the best player, then, you saw during your time in the ACC. Now, you can talk about, you've been there for 4 years, senior defensive lineman, but during your time at Clemson, best offensive lineman you had the ability to go up against.
I honestly feel like the best player that I went up against was every day in practice. You know, just going up against Antoine McClain. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a big force, you know, a big, strong guy. And we had some battles at Clemson, boy. He's a great athlete, and I feel like he was the best lineman I went up against, hands down.
Okay. When you put on tape and you watch Brandon Thompson, what is the weakest part of your game that you see when you're watching tape that you want to have to improve and you want to improve on the most during this time before the combine and before you get into NFL camp?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call it a weak part, but I call it a point of, you know, interest, something that I'm looking at that I feel like I can improve on, which is not necessarily my pass rush, but, you know, finishing. Mm-hmm. You know, getting to the quarterback, making that sack, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I got to the quarterback a lot. You know, I had a lot of pressures this year. But at the end of the day, it would have meant a lot more to turn even a quarter of those pressures into sacks. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That would have made a big difference for me in my game. And I feel like going, you know, from this point forward, that's just been a point that I've been working on. It's just, you know, those last few steps to the quarterback, just finishing.
Mm-hmm. I know when I saw you early in the year, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but when I first saw you, and this was at the end of your junior season, that was the first tape I thought I saw you. I said, I think this guy's got a little BJ Raji in him. That's kind of what I saw a little bit. Do you look at Raji, or do you look at what NFL players do you look at and you say, you know what, I can play a similar role. I can do a lot of those similar things and be a similar player in the NFL.
You know, that was a good point you made with BJ Raji. And I do like his style, and I feel like I have a little of him in me. But the person in the player in the NFL who I feel like I most, you know what I'm saying, match up with is, I have to say, Cedric Ellis. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I feel like we have the same game, you know, the same attributes, you know, about the same size. So I just feel like he's the player that I feel like I match up with the most.
Okay. Last question before I let you out of here. The combine, I believe you're probably heading in a week from today or a week from Tuesday or Wednesday, but pretty much a week away before you get down there. What is the one goal that you want to take care of when you get to Indianapolis next week, that when you head home on, I guess you'll be working out Monday? Is that when D-line works out? Or Saturday, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not
one of them. Who cares? But anyway, when you head home, you finish your workout, what is the one thing that you want to have accomplished?
The one thing that I feel like I want to have accomplished by the time that I leave Indy will have to be just a wow factor. I just want to leave, you know, the scouts with a wow factor. Like, you know, like I just really want to impress them and make them want to move me up high and high on their board. You know, that I feel like that's everyone's goal, and, you know, that's what I plan on going in and doing.
There you go, folks. That's Brandon Thompson, the defensive tackle from Clemson.